From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week, then with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
Later this week, I will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu because he will be in Germany and I'm coming through at that moment. We will meet there. And then I will go to the region, and I will meet with President Abbas, and I will meet with King Abdullah and others.
That meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. 10 Israelis were wounded, and one Israeli soldier was killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. One attacker was killed by police. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria this week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. This is VOA News. Germany is offering to support Turkey's faster track into the European Union on condition that the Turkish government helps alleviate Europe's growing immigration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel made the announcement Sunday in Istanbul after talks with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu. In return, Turkey is expected to sign an agreement to take back migrants returned by the EU. The Colombian government and FARC rebels have unveiled an agreement aimed at determining the fate of tens of thousands of people missing and presumed dead during a half-century of war. The agreement reached late Saturday in Havana comes just weeks after Bogota government negotiators and their FARC counterparts publicly vowed to sign a peace accord by March 2016. Slow-moving Typhoon Kopu slammed into the northern Philippines Sunday, killing at least one person and causing thousands to evacuate their homes. The storm, which has weakened slightly since coming ashore, is still downing power communication lines with powerful winds and rains that could last until Wednesday. Simone Orendine has more.
State forecaster Manny Mendoza says since Kopu is progressing at just 5 kilometers per hour, the Weather Service revised its expected exit from land to Thursday instead of Tuesday. Mendoza says heavy to intense rain will continue in bursts in the mountainous provinces on the north and north-central part of the Philippines' main island of Luzon. Forecasters say this is causing flash flooding and landslides. The winds have uprooted trees, knocked out power, and blown off lightweight rooftops. Simone Orendine, Manila.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday lobbied for the United States to be re-elected to the board of the U.N. group UNESCO. Kerry promised to work with Congress to resume U.S. contributions to the group, which were cut off in protest of the Palestinians being admitted as full members. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush Sunday cast doubt on rival Donald Trump's judgment and leadership ability. He said the Republican frontrunner discusses foreign policy like a reality show star. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, the former Florida governor added that he has grave doubts about Trump's ability to appropriately handle America's nuclear weapons. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the Russian government should be held accountable for the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 last year over eastern Ukraine. He spoke in an interview on CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.